So I'm going to be sharing this song today. Why should I worry, doubt, and fear? You know, currently there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of doubt, there's a lot of worry. But in the midst of all this, there is good news. God has caused His Son to bear all our sins upon the tree. So, redemption full the Lord has made. All my debt has fully paid. From law to set me free. I fear not for the wrath of God. For I have been sprinkled with His blood. It wholly covers me. Wow. For me, forgiveness He has gained, and full acquittal was obtained. All debts of sin are paid. God would not have His claim unto, first on His Son, my surety true, and then upon me laid. So now I have full peace and rest. My Savior, Christ, has done the best and set me wholly free. By His all-efficacious blood, I never could be condemned by God, for He has died for me.
Why should I worry, doubt, and fear? Has God not cast His Son to bear my sins upon the tree? The debt that Christ for me has paid, would God another might have made to claim again from me. Redemption full the Lord has gained, and all my debt has fully paid, from love to set me free. I fear not for the wrath of God, for I've been sprinkled with His blood. It wholly covers me. For me forgiveness He has gained, and full acquittal was obtained. All debt of sin I paid. God would not have His claim unto, first on His Son, my surety true, and then upon me laid. So now I have full peace and rest. My Savior Christ hath done the best and set me wholly free. By His all-efficacious blood, I never be condemned by God, for He has died for me. So now I have full peace and rest. My Savior Christ hath done the best and set me wholly free. By His all-efficacious blood, I never be condemned by God, for He has died for me. For He has died for me.
Recently, I've been reading, and I realized that all our human experience, the sum of our human life is anxiety. Have you ever noticed that? Okay, so we start with when we wake up in the morning, we are anxious about whether we woke up late. Now, when we don't wake up late, we are anxious about, oh, what am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? Am I going to get to work early? Or for school, am I going to get to school early? What of that homework? We are anxious already. That's like in the morning. Then during work, we are anxious about deliverables, or during school, anxious about assignments. We are worried almost every time of the day. Finally, at night, we are worried. Are we going to wake up early? Are we even going to wake up at all? There is so much of anxiety. Now, And anxiety is basically much worry. We are doubting, and most times it produces fear. Now, those who are sensitive about various things usually have many anxieties. Now, sometimes we're just anxious about the sufferings that we feel we are going to experience in the future or our current circumstance. Everybody has a form of anxiety or the other in different measures. But I want to tell you that there's a secret to having a life without anxiety. The Bible says, "Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near." And it goes for that to say, "In nothing be anxious." Now, how can we not be anxious when the definition of our human life is anxiety? Well, I can tell you that as much as anxiety is part of our human life, forbearance is the totality of our Christian life. Now, you might wonder, what is forbearance? Forbearance means we are easily satisfied, even with less than our due. To forbear, we are making no demands on others. And how can this be possible in our human experience? How can I settle for less than my due? How can I take something less than what I know, like I'm denying my right? But forbearance is Christ, experienced by us in a practical way. Now, so let me take you a step back. When Jesus was on earth, he was the Son of God, and all power had been given to him. But he did not take or rule over his people. Instead, he came to them as a servant. See, Christ is forbearing. Forbearance maintains our rejoicing. And when we are rejoicing, when we are joyful, it drives away anxiety. Now, for us to really forbear, we should. Let me take a step back. Our forbearance must be the very Christ we live and magnify. Forbearance for a Christian is to express the Christ by whom we live. That is to magnify Christ. Now, I want you to know something, that when we are angry, most times our emotions, negative emotions, comes as a result of our anxiety. And hence, when we have forbearance, we have Christ. Anxiety in any amount decreases the measure of Christ in our experience. Now, when we have anxiety, like, so there are many times when I'm very anxious about many things, I am short of Christ. Because Christ, forbearance and anxiety cannot coexist. This is a situation where you have yes or no. You can't have yes and no. It's either yes, anxiety, or no, forbearance. Now, another very interesting thing to see is, we are anxious a lot of times about our circumstances because our mindset towards what we need and what we want might be different from our reality. But I want you to know something, that all circumstances, whether it is good, whether it is bad, has been assigned to us by God. Now, you might say, so does that mean God allows bad things to happen? Does that mean God doesn't cause bad things to happen? But when bad things happen, we have an opportunity to gain Christ, even in that situation. Now, I had a period in my life when I was anxious to the extent I was depressed. And I was having having headaches at a particular point in time. I was so worried. I was doubting. I was afraid. I was full of worry. When you touch, you know that moment when you soak foam with water and just a little touch, water comes out. So that was my experience. When you touch me a little, anxiety, worry oozes out of me. And I was so short of Christ, easily angered. A lot of negative emotions were at play in my life. At that time, I did not even know how to trust. But I wanted to know that when we learn to trust God. When we realize that, okay, our anxiety does not really make things better. On the contrary. Now, when we are anxious and worried, when I was anxious and worried, it's because I didn't leave Christ. I didn't trust that God had something good for me. I felt like he had to follow what I wanted because I knew what was good. I'm not sure he knew what was good for me. But God gives us forbearance so that we may accomplish his purpose. Anxiety comes from God's adversary, who uses our sufferings that God allows to cause us anxiety, to cause us to doubt, to cause us to feel like God has abandoned us. All the sufferings we undergo are assigned to us by God for a positive purpose. What is this purpose, you might ask? Why should I have to go through suffering to magnify Christ? To live Christ as our forbearance is to have a life free from anxiety. And the only way we can have this forbearance is for us to live in satisfaction. That is to know that in every situation, God is working for good to them that love him. Now, I'm just going to take this step further and to someone out there who feels like, I'm always anxious, I'm worried, I'm full of doubt, I'm full of fear, and I don't know how to overcome it. I just want to introduce you to Jesus Christ today. He is able to save. I don't know what you've heard about Christ, but I want you to just start. Let's go back to the beginning from the Bible. You can start with the book of John. Christ came to give us life and abundant life. We are still in our human nature. We will still keep experiencing some situations that are not good. It's not going to be interesting. It's not going to make you always to laugh. But having Christ in you is what makes the difference. It's just like you're going through a hard time and there's somebody there who leads you through that situation. Now, if you might be that person who doesn't know the Lord and want the Lord, I just want you to just pray and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I'm sorry for all my sins. Forgive me. Wash me. Come into my heart and be the forbearance in me. Open my heart to love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I hope you enjoyed us speaking on forbearance and anxiety. And then I hope you also enjoy the singing, Why Should I Worry, Doubt, and Fear? Hallelujah.